This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. Spring comes slowly to the uplands of southeastern Arizona. It's just in the last couple weeks that Mexican poppies and calilophas and blue flax and pale trumpets and verbenas have really started to bloom and get showy, you know. It's really sweet. But before that, you know, weeks before that, I could drive 100 miles to the Sonoran Desert and see so many perennials and annuals blooming away. But no, it takes its sweet time coming to the desert grassland. And at our home in the desert grassland near the banks of the Ohalote, spring comes in increments, you know, like ash trees flowered on naked branches a month ago and have finally leafed out. Walnuts are pushing new leaves, and long male catkins dangle from branches. Mesquites are leafing out, but I'm sorry, mesquites, it's going to freeze again. Should we tell them? But I do look forward to those mesquites getting leafed out and flowering. And then, on still days, and sometimes there are still days, it could happen, on still days in the grassland, I can smell essence of mesquite flowers. Sweet. All the oaks along the Ohalote are yellow as old leaves fall and new leaves push out. I love those new leaves pushing out. They're so pink and rosy looking. The Emory oaks are loaded with flowers, and maybe it will be an amazing mast of acorns. Yee-haw. I love to gather and plant acorns. I think you know that about me. Acorns in bags, acorns in a coffee cup, acorns in my pockets, acorns in our washing machine, and I'm going to plant a slew of acorns and dream of the great wealth that will follow. Nothing like planting wild seed, is there? There's nothing like planting wild stuff. Hey, out in my barn are two old refrigerators. Neither one works. But, I mean, they don't run, okay, but we use them. And one is a pantry to store extra food stuff. You know, when you live 50 miles from a store, you find yourself buying extra. We call that fridge Y2K, sort of an old joke. Are we out of ketchup? Check the Y2K. And the other fridge, maybe it's a personal joke. Okay, and the other fridge is where I store gathered seed, cleaned and dried, and it's a good, cool, doesn't run, but it's still cool out in the barn, rodent-proof storage for very neat seeds. And I've been going through that and finding some pretty cool stuff and planting it. Sometimes taking a chance on 3, 4, 5-year-old seed and been surprised. I mean, not just surprised, I've been astounded to have old seed germinate, to germ. Seed, you know, plant embryos are remarkable. You know, I should also say it's amusing for me to find the coffee cans, the manila envelopes, the Ziploc bags with notes scrawled on them or in them, notes that make me stop and think, paradise, 05, near an apricot tree, Galeros, deer hunt, 03. I found a bag of fluffy grass seed that said Rock Creek, 09. I remember that walk and that grass. Oh, it is so pretty, pretty. It's a 2 to 3 foot tall bunch grass. The tall stems were reddish brown. God, they just knock your socks off. I think it was like fall or even winter. And the top, they were topped with these foofy, silvery seed heads, little blue stem, Andropogon scoparius. And as I say that, Andropogon scoparius, I remember that it is now, I think it's Schizacrium scoparium. And don't go telling me it's Bothriochloa now, too. That would really make me grumpy. Andropogon means andros, man, pogon, beard, and that refers to the fluffy gathered seed heads. Scoparius means broom-like, and that's the form of the bunch, all those bunched-up stems. If it's Schizacrium, that's from a couple Greek words that means split brand. Schizam, split brand. That's right. Anyway, as soon as it gets warm, I'm going to plant that little blue stem. It's a native bunch grass found in the uplands around you and me. And I've noticed you can find the seed, little blue stem, in catalogs, or you can order little starts, and that's pretty cool. Of course, nothing beats getting out and seeing them in the wild, does it? And it's like all those wildflowers that are blooming out in the uplands. Nothing like getting out and seeing them out there. Yeah. The desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.